ジャパニーズポット101よ。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to the All About Japanese series at JapanesePod101.com, where you'll learn all about Japanese in Japan, such as the writing system, grammar and pronunciation, as well as Japanese traditions, culture, and society in a fun and educational format. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
All About Japanese Lesson 15, the best of the best Japanese phrases.Learn your Japanese teacher's favorite phrases. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the All About Japanese lesson series. In today's lesson, we'll go over our top five favorite phrases.
Yes, these are phrases that we chose. We chose phrases that we find useful or interesting and that are used a lot in Japanese.
So, Natsuko-san, what's our first phrase?
そういえば。
One more time.
そういえば。
This phrase means, speaking of which, or...Now that you mention it, Natsuko-san, when can we use this phrase?
Well, if someone is talking about something that reminds you of something related, you can bring up that topic with そういえば.
Break it down.
そういえば. そういえば.
It's kind of like, that reminds me, or speaking of, let's give an example of how we can use this phrase. Let's say I went to a party recently. Natsuko-san, ask me about the party I went to.
Okay.ピーターさん、パーティーはどうでしたか? Peter, how was the party you went to?
Oh, it was great. Ah, そういえば。We're having another party tomorrow. Do you want to come?
Sure.
So, Natsuko-san asking me about the first party reminded me of another party. So I can switch to that topic using そういえば or, oh, that reminds me.
That's right. So this is a useful phrase to use...When you want to bring up a new topic that you were reminded of.
Okay, what's our next phrase?
とりあえず。
とりあえず is a word that means in the meantime or for now. You can use this word to talk about some action or decision you make because it's better than doing nothing.
Right. Like when you can't decide what to do and you just make a quick decision, something to do in the meantime. とりあえず。
Break it down.
とりあえず。とりあえず。
You might hear it at restaurants a lot.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when you don't know what to order, but you know you want a drink to start, you can say,
とりあえずビール。
Which is like, I'll have a beer for now.
Yes, I use a lot of this. If you're in a situation where a decision needs to be made.
If you go out with your Japanese friends and you use, とりあえずビール、I'll have a beer for now, it's very Japanese.
Yes, it's like a set phrase.
You'll get quite a few laughs.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next phrase?
了解です。
Meaning understood or got it. Break it down.
了解です。了解です。
And you can shorten it to just?
了解。
Which is nice.
Mm-hmm. In many situations, it's just like 分かりました, which also means understood.
了解です is used to show that you understand some information or set of instructions given to you.
It's used a lot among soldiers and officers, actually.
Right. And in that sense, it's equivalent to Roger, Roger that, in English.
But it can't even be used among friends, so it's a widely used phrase.
What's next?
適当に.
Suitably and relevant.
適当に. 適当に.
適当 is an adjective that literally means suitable and relevant.When we add に to it, it becomes an adverb. Now, when used as an adverb, the original meaning is properly, but recently has started to mean half-heartedly or without much care.
Basically, the opposite meaning, right?
Yeah, it's weird how languages change like that. But you'll hear it used in the meaning of half-heartedly or without much care a lot. It's really common.
Yes, but the phrase still has the original meaning too.
Right.
And, for example, if you didn't like to study in middle school and didn't study very hard, you could say, 適当に勉強しました。
I studied half-heartedly.
Right.
But to try to translate it to give it the nuance, it's kind of like, I did what I had to get by.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, you know, you adjusted to the environment.
But just enough to get
yes.
what you needed to do.
You didn't do anything extra. It's also used in a slightly different way.
Yes. Like, if you tell someone to do something, 適当に, what you're really saying is that you leave it to them to do it how they want.
Oh, yes.
For example, if you were at a restaurant with a friend and you don't care much about what's ordered and you want your friend to do it, you could say,
適当に注文して?
注文して means please order in informal Japanese. So you're telling your friend to order, 適当に. I'll leave it to you to order, or just order whatever, which is kind of a really good translation.
Yes.
Just get whatever. Okay, on to our last phrase.
確かに.
That's true. Indeed. That's for sure.
確かに.
This means that's true, indeed, or that's for sure in English. In All About Japanese Lesson 13, we mentioned 相槌, which are interjections that are used in response to someone who's speaking. 確かに is used as 相槌 a lot.
Yes. It means that you agree with the point that the person just made.
Yeah, even if you don't agree with them on other things.
Good point.
So if you think that someone has a good point, even if you don't really want to admit it, you can acknowledge it with
確かに. Yes, it's often used in that way.
So there you have it. 5 phrases that we find really useful that we have now passed on to you.
Try using some of them the next time you have a conversation in Japanese.
And the best thing about these phrases are they're very Japanese.
Yes, they're real Japanese.
And if you use them correctly, you're going to turn some heads and wow some people.
I bet so.
I think the easiest one to use is the とりあえず ビール.
Yes, I recommend that. Okay, see you next time.
Don't forget to visit JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. It only takes 10 seconds, so go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.